In a land far, far away, a land known as Germantown, Maryland, Mark Aronick was driving home yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was in super-duper Asian gas efficient car known as Prius.
No.
Oh, excuse me, Prius.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't. Oh, don't. What was it?
Saab.
Saab. He was in the great car known as Saab.
Oh, most excellent car.
Unfortunately, before he got to a domicile, he was struck in front of car by Asian driver driving fast backwards.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
And yes, I got a text message from Mr. Ronick yesterday. That indicated he had been hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the great continuing saga of everybody on this show, mm-hmm. outside of Buzz, who really still counts because he got acid on his car.
I did, yes.
Everybody,
talk about a bad trip.
RJ, you would be the only one left that has not had a car that has been damaged in some way.
No, that's not true. I told a story last week about getting hit on the mirror in front of my house the night before.
Yeah. My God, right. We all have been included
We've
in
all
this.
Been smited.
Wow, this is not a good week for cars, huh?
This is not a good week. It's not a good month. It's not a good year. Oscar had his series of terrible accidents.
Yeah.
We'd love to ask him about it if he ever shows
up. He's going to come creeping in. I felt so bad. Mark sent me a message, and it was text, and he wrote it really well for a text. He said, and when I got to my neighborhood, I got hit by a car.
Yes.
And then I said, Mark, right. I'm so sorry. And then he replied, all caps, Chinaman. And then I replied, Mark, I hate to say this, but LOL.
LOL. Mark, please to walk us through exactly what happened with your situation.
W-O-K.
Yes.
So my neighborhood.
Walk us through it. W-O-K. Very good, Buzz.
My neighborhood, they're extending a road that goes parallel to my neighborhood. Uh-huh. And so there's been a ton of construction there. Uh-huh. And
I didn't think Asian people actually came into the Jewish neighborhood.
Yeah, well.
They go to a
Germantown is a melting pot.
No, Germantown.
Chinese people go to Jewish restaurants on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Turnabout.
Very good. So you're coming into your neighborhood there. They're doing construction.
They're doing construction, and there's a construction guy there directing traffic because he doesn't want people to cross over the newly paved area that they have. And so he's telling the gentleman, you can't go left. You got to go right and make a U-turn. And he did this about 3 or 4 times.
Told him over and over again?
Yep. And the guy just wasn't getting it.
Right.
So he decided, okay, the construction man is telling me to reverse.
Construction man.
Yes.
Construction man telling me to reverse.
Yes.
I reverse and back into Swedish car driven by wife of Ronick.
Yeah. Who's very happy.
I bet she's delighted.
And I had a good car and a half length.
Why were you in her
us.
Car yesterday? Anyway?
Because my car had the flat tire.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So it was a real fluke because you never drive her
never
car.
Never drive it. And she, when the rare times that I do, she always says, don't wreck my car.
Does she say that?
She says that every time I get it.
Did she have a meltdown?
Yeah, I've been told I'm not allowed to talk about her.
Okay.
Understood. It wasn't even your fault.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't
doesn't
our
matter,
day.
Though.
I agree.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If somebody makes a point of saying, don't wreck my car, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal if you happen to get into
Here's
an accident.
Here's the deal. If Melissa had wrecked the car, Mark still would have been at fault. Just so you know how shake down.
Yeah, because on that issue, Mark has total fault coverage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. Very good.
So he decided to reverse. I had a good car and a half length between us. And he just kept going. And I laid on that horn.
Yeah.
The second I saw him go in reverse, didn't matter. He just kept going.
Loud ahead,
Was he focused so much on the cop that was telling him where to go?
It was a construction guy, and no.
It was a construction, so it wasn't even a cop.
I think he was, A, confused, B, had some language barriers.
Not from here, from out of town.
Can you estimate his age?
You know what? I think he had to be in his mid to late 30s, around my age.
Wow.
I think, yeah.
Did you strike
go now, no trouble.
Yeah. I'm going to his restaurant.
Wonder if his
Christmas Eve.
That'd be great.
So he smashes into you.
So he smashes into me, and then luckily a cop pulled up. And he was off duty, but he pulled up, and he just, you know, he checked things
off
out.
Off duty.
That would make my kids laugh.
So he told me, you know, it doesn't look so bad where we need to file a report. Just go pull over and exchange information. So I said, okay, and we pulled over. And
you look tired.
Man,
you
I
look
am.
Like you
he's
have
had a
been,
week. He's had
you
a
really
week.
Look like you've been through the mill.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just Wednesday. Wait,
the iPad's okay?
The iPad all is right. Okay. Yeah, good. Yes.
I found my iPad last night.
Yeah, you were...
under a pile of laundry. How embarrassing was
next
that?
Next to a charger.
Should have seen the look that Carly gave me. You know, it was just like, next to a charger. That. You're a funny guy.
He is okay. A funny guy. That's why we keep
that's
him around.
Right.
That's the
thank
other
you.
Thing. You're
thank
not...
you, Captain Snark.
So, yeah, I had a similar look from Melissa when I lost my iPad as well.
Also Mark's fault.
Yes.
So how did the date end?
So the date ended. This is where I actually have a question for you guys, what I should do. He does not want to go through insurance. The damaged, I'll show you a picture. But
you know how your wife said to you, don't talk about that on the show? Mm-hmm. That's what you don't talk about on the show.
What?
That he doesn't want to go through insurance.
Well, you know, he has his own wants and needs, but you know Mark is going to do the legal thing.
Right,
right Mark?
Of course.
Yes.
Mark will do the thing that's
of course,
proper,
this inscrutable,
which is to report it to
this
all.
Yes. This inscrutable Chinaman. Wants to duck the system.
It all gets back to Charlie Chan with Rob.
However, I know Mark will play his cards right.
No, I think, you know, you'll do the right thing. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
and
I'll
we'll give you
right
advice
thing.
Off the air
okay,
on that.
Okay, that's right. Fine. But I did get all of his information anyway.
And right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see if it's almost like a comedy quiz for Mark Ronick, even his depleted condition right now. What was the last thing you said to the gentleman?
S-A-D.
There we go.
Hey, nice. There we go. Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio, 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your hearts. And that's the truth, Root. Here I am. Am I here? You know it. It, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears. Your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter. The matters they platter. And that's the truth, Root.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Wednesday, July 13, 2011. We are over. Are you ready for this?
What?
7.5 million
yeah!
downloads.
Yeah.
And still growing every single day. Our show today brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Got unsightly tree stumps in ye yard. The DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for ye to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. Incidentally, if you pop one of these things in your garage and you buy a DR Stump Grinder, let us know. I like to know when people...
They're very high tech.
That is not a DR
it's
stump
like George
grinder.
Jetson stump
that
grinder.
Is in no way
no,
a
listen,
DR
this
stump
is
grinder.
Extraordinarily high tech. It's all robots, really. You barely have to touch it.
From the future.
What's it, what was the maid's name?
Rosie.
Way to go, Mr. J.
Yeah. She was boxed.
Was it Mr. G? Mr. G.
Right.
Was
Jay.
It Mr.
Jay.
G?
Jetson. Yeah. Jetson.
Mr. B was on Hazel.
Mr. B.
Mr. Yes. B was Hazel.
It was, but are you sure she didn't call him Mr. George for Mr. G?
No, no, no.
It was
no,
Mr.
No.
J.
Mr. J.
It
Jetson.
Was Mr. J.
Yeah.
George Jetson, Jane
pretty
his
good,
wife,
though.
Daughter Judy,
yeah.
Their boy Elroy.
That's right. Dog
God,
Astro.
Mm-hmm.
Spaceless
you know,
Brockets.
They had the
Cogs,
TV
Cogs.
Themes. TV themes used to be amazing.
Jane.
You know,
wife.
There's no George! Time for them anymore.
George Jetson.
Right.
You know what? If they have a 30-second TV theme, they
right.
can take that and sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
see
them.
The DR trimmer and the DR, I'm sorry, stump remover, uh-huh. The stump grinder in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com.
Right.
Just click the DR ad on our website and let us know if you buy one. We'd mm-hmm. love to
yeah.
hear that. A testimonial, if you will.
I will.
On today's program, we already covered Mark's accidento.
Yeah.
Mark Ronick having a very tough week.
Really?
Like, like, so we all have our weeks, don't we?
Yeah, and it comes in bunches.
Yeah, and Mark has had his. Oscar had his a while back. God knows Buzz had his.
What? How's that?
And Rob's had his as well. I think we all have it. And me, every day is turmoil.
The golden boy.
Anyway, today on the show, I want to talk apps, if we can. Oh, nice. I want to talk apps because I believe it was Mark Ronick who hit me to a particular app that I will discuss when we talk about this. And I said, you know what? I want more of that because I got my little iPhones and iPads, and for all of you whatever users, or whatever smartphone you have, or whatever tablet you have.
Look at you.
I think it might be a really good idea to get hip to what some of the current apps are that are special.
I'm slightly turned on.
What's I'll get to it in a second here. It's a Facebook app that Ronick gave me, and I absolutely use it every day now, and I use it, and I don't think I've ever had a generator of content more than that that app that I have.
Wow. Good.
Also, I want to ask, we haven't gotten an update on Rob's kids and the summer. It's the long summer at the Spiewak house. So
it is extraordinarily lengthy.
Update on Rob's children. That's why I brought it up.
So
didn't even tell him I was going to do that.
No.
And let me see. Last but not least, I want to just let go a little frustration with everything. I think it's time for a revolution, and I'll tell you that. And then after that, I would like to talk about Mr. Diaz.
Ooh.
As he continues to
always
lose,
a great topic.
As he continues to lose his weight, I think it's time that we all perhaps band together and help Mr. Diaz.
I think I know where you're going with this.
In a certain area.
Interesting.
I think we can do that. Look at that. He's all happy about it.
I've got a quick tip in. I've got a situation that it's really a simple situation.
Yes.
And I can talk about it now. I can talk about it later, whenever you'd like.
Well, I just I've actually got everything laid out, but I everybody says whatever they want. This show is not edited, so tip in all you want.
So I don't know if I mentioned to you when I had gotten that nail in my toe.
Yes.
I had gotten stitches.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right.
And is that when you had the staph infection, or is when you hit the cactus that you got the staph infection?
Did
you even get a staph infection?
It's all separate.
I had to get a tetanus shot regardless.
Okay, very
so
good.
So luckily they were within 6 months of each other.
So how is your foot?
Well, that's the thing. The last couple of days, and I don't think I've even mentioned this to you guys, when I took the stitches out, I had waited longer than a week, and the doctor said, look, you got to come back to the hospital, go to your general practitioner, get your stitches out. And I had waited a little longer, and I started seeing some skin growth over my stitches because they weren't biodegradable.
Oh,
right.
Oh, you waited too long.
And so what I did on a Friday night, and this was weeks ago.
That just sounds painful.
Is I called my sister, and I said, look, I don't know what this situation is. So I Skyped. We did some telemedicine. I Skyped her, and I showed her my toe. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, can you really roll back that excess skin that's growing over your root? And I said, yes, I can. And you really have to like really pick at it. Mm-hmm. And so
Before you proceed, let's do a scene set.
Oh, no.
When you are sitting in front of your computing machine and you're picking at your foot with a doctor on Skype telling you how to pick at your foot.
Uh-huh.
How much are you enjoying it? Because there's a certain glee in your
Well, the technology is just amazing.
But no, but take that out of it. You like picking.
I you know what? I like discovery.
Wow. You see, you know what? I think it's the same reason he tucks.
What
he likes to pick.
What tool?
He had something tucked into his pocket. Did you eat before you came here?
No.
You had a tissue or something in your pocket.
I did, because I have horrible allergies.
Oh, you have allergies. Okay. I was going to go for food. I was going to go with cold
I wish. So
what tool were you using to do this digging?
I was using...
Oh, let's guess.
Go ahead.
I think a compass. You know, the pointy thing to draw circles?
I'm going to say a wooden spoon.
I'll say a pocket knife.
No, you know, I was actually using what is basically tweezers, sharp tweezers.
Got it.
Right, right.
Got it.
So I look at I see the
normally
stitches.
Reserved for his eyebrows.
I see the stitches in front of me. when my ex-girlfriend left my home, she left a lot.
Oh,
behind.
You made it so tragic.
And I said, well, I'll just use these. I sterilize them, and I start using them. And if you...
What was the sterilization method?
Just some rubbing alcohol.
Great
okay,
goose.
Very nice.
Not a problem.
And
I open the wound up, and I guess the best way to describe it is kind of when you rip open a present where you just have the flaps of skin, let's say. Mm-hmm. Like when you just like kind of open a... Or if you open a book, it's the flaps of skin, and the binding of the book is actually the stitches that are exposed.
God, this is making my blood turn cold. Yeah,
this is very tough skin with not a lot of
nerve.
You're not
real
sensitive
there,
right?
And you haven't gotten like to meat
You haven't gotten blood or meat, smooth skin.
It's a new skin that's growing over.
How far are you from delightful
I'd like
new
to point
foot
out,
meat?
If anybody wants a timetable here, you stepped on that nail when?
Am
I going to say October?
A couple months ago.
I think it was Memorial Day, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Or late spring.
Or was it Easter?
I have to ask, how long was it that the stitches
were? This is a follow-up. I don't think I mentioned this, and I didn't mention it anywhere. 10 days. It was 10 days after the fact. The doctor said a week, go and take them out. Mm-hmm. They can't put biodegradable stitches in a wound like that because they have to stretch, mm-hmm. so they have to have separate stitches.
Gotcha.
So I basically, with my sister, said that there's a couple things you can do now. Now that you've exposed them, you can either go to urgent care and just get them out.
Right.
Or if you're up for it, I could walk you through it.
I'd take that. I'd
Jesus,
take that
it's
altar.
Like an episode of MASH.
But really, who doesn't want to go? Who wants to go in the system on any level?
Thank
who wants
you.
To go to urgent care?
And
urgent care
I said, what good. Is the pain level? And I said, I'm not playing this game again. Raise your hand if it hurts. And and my brother was basically, an incision was being made in my foot. Without any Novocaine. So,
right.
Or not Novocaine, but a block.
Lidocaine.
And she said, look, it's going to feel weird, but if you can handle it, it's worth your time. You can save money and time.
I'd do it. Stitches can be taken out, no problem.
Tough skin. Stitches don't feel that bad.
So I went ahead and did it. I got the right clippers. I got the right scissors. I pulled them, what I thought was all of them out.
Uh-huh. You didn't get all of them?
If I pulled off my tennis shoe right now.
Are you infected?
And I showed you my toe. Uh-huh. Everything looks great, but it looks like I left one stitch underneath there.
For sure.
Because now there seems to be what looks like, and it's not a growth of sorts, but there is.
A bump?
There is not even a bump. Okay, you know what?
It's
my
time
toe,
to see it.
My toe.
I think we might have to see it.
Yeah.
I think we might have to look at it.
Because what's happened here, Oscar, you've left a scrap of something foreign.
He's embarrassed.
My toe,
so to speak,
looks like it's trying to grow another toe.
No, what's happened is you've got a foreign object in there, and your body is rejecting it, and it's trying to push it out.
Would you be willing to let us see the toe?
And now it hurts.
I don't want to even see this.
And
Martin,
now it hurts.
You're right.
Have you,
this is purely for the good of the show.
It hurts to walk.
Have you tried the Mangrate brush?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to throw up.
No, you're going to be fine.
Well, I don't have that bad.
All right. It's going to gross me out. I hate this. This is where.
Mike, do you have some tweezers?
But I will say, when I step, I feel like there's a pebble inside my toe.
There is a pebble inside your toe. It's your body wants it out.
Okay, how does that look, Rob?
Where is it?
It doesn't look bad, but it certainly hurts.
So it feels worse than it is.
There's nothing. You can't see anything.
But
you have
when
lovely
you walk
feet.
On it.
Okay, I can
when
see
you walk
it now.
On it,
you're gonna have to dig.
And
in there,
about
pal.
2 days ago, I saw something black underneath the skin. Uh-huh. It's got to be the stitch.
That's the stitch. Yeah,
it doesn't
so
look.
So does this
horrible.
Mean in order
or an
to
alien?
Get, does this mean? So it looks like you know what it looks like. It looks like a callus to me.
Yes,
it looks like. Does this mean you're gonna have to dig in there?
I'm
to get
have
it
to
again?
Go to the doctor and I'm gonna cut it open.
Oh my god, you've got to be proactive. All these people on my show have to be proactive about their medical condition.
It's not
here,
horrible.
Here, we all should go to the medicine bus.
Oh, you know, can I throw one in here real quick? I'm driving. Just a few minutes ago, Kirk and I are doing.
Yeah,
Kirk and I are doing every medical procedure that can be done, where a doctor sticks his finger up our ass.
Well, you want to get that done while you still have a job and it's covered.
We get the colonoscopy,
the finger, that is.
And we're doing thing for Washington Virginia Hospital Center for colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. Now we're doing it for prostate exams for prostate cancer. Everybody should get. Incidentally, I'll say it here too.
Very true.
Everybody should get screened. It's a nothing process, but
so to speak,
you get the rectal exam, which goes along with it, and that's just a Moon River.
Yeah.
The thing is, got it done, and he said, "Yep, everything's fine." Did the rectal exam? They do two things. They do blood work called
PSA?
PSA
test.
PSA test.
Right.
They do a PSA test. Can you explain what PSA is?
It's a blood test to check for cancerous cells. Basically.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So for the whole body, probably, right?
No, specifically for the prostate. They're looking for a specific cell.
Oh, specific cell.
It stands for prostate screening ass.
Yes.
That's what it stands for.
So I'm driving along and talking to Carla. I said, Carla, I got another call coming in. I think my car is ready from the body shop. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, that must be
great.
I
don't recognize the number. It says blocked. So I pick up the phone and, hello, Mike.
Oh.
Yes, it's Dr. So-and-so. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
oh, no.
From Washington Urology. I'm
ooh.
Like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Listen, we got your blood test back.
Uh-oh.
That's exactly the tone.
Dun, dun, dun.
We got your blood test back, and right up into that, and my sphincter goes.
Do you mind getting on Skype?
Yeah. You have a 0.6 which apparently is anything under a 4 is okay. And at my age, because I'm younger than the old people that get this, anything below a 2.2, I have a 0.6. I'm off the charts good.
Everything
is fine. Everything is fine. But it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. And I think there are doctors. I think there are doctors that relish that.
Rob, I don't want to throw the guy
in the
bus.
No, I'm not saying
he's
that he's one of them.
A lot of money right now.
Not saying that he's one of them. Right. I have a doctor, my gastro guy, that he'll leave me a voicemail and he'll say, "Yeah, looked at your. You might want to call me in the office." Wow. And when I call him on that, it's like you're almost you need more medicine, right? Because I can write you a refill. That was the reply.
That's
to that.
The gist of it.
Yeah, but I looked at your
sounds like it's fatal.
Yeah, exactly.
Very scary.
You're going to be taking my liver out.
I've been
through
poked
my nose.
And prodded a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's two approaches here. Either I could like Rob says, pick at it till I find the actual stitch.
It looks like it's pickable.
No,
I think it is.
You
know what I would do? I would start with go to like a beauty supply area of your Walmart,
right,
and get like the stone that women use to
a pumice stone, or yeah, get a pedicure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Have them do it, and then they go, aye, stitch.
Yeah, but they would have to pull the stitch out.
Do you really think?
I'm sure pedicure places clean.
Well, it looks like it's. I mean, that skin has grown over and over and over and over. I think you either do that or you just get right to a doctor and get it taken out.
I'm saying you got
to
at least try.
A doctor, a medical doctor, will be able to look at that thing and see. Did you show the sister on Skype the current condition?
No. I was actually in Pittsburgh this past weekend, and I mentioned to, mind you, my sister-in-law, who's a doctor, my brother-in-law is a doctor, my sister, and my other brother-in-law who's a doctor, four doctors, I mentioned them while I'm in the pool. I said, "Hey guys, remember that telemedicine we did? I think I forgot a stitch because it's starting to hurt and there's something black inside my toe."
So is there any pain involved with it?
Yes.
Get to a doctor.
And then
get to a doctor.
And they looked at me and they said, "Oh, awesome," because they all had drinks in their hands. Right, they said, "We'll look at it later."
Mm-hmm. And then
I think if you're experiencing pain with it,
it hurts.
There's something in there that's a
fine.
I'll cut that out for you.
You need to go to a podiatrist.
And videotape
it. Someone who's ready to cut.
And let us put it on the website.
I'll put it on the site.
We will take a break.
Can we give the stitch away?
Get it right out to the fans. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for the revolution era, ladies and gentlemen. We have to do that. I want to talk apps as well, and hopefully we'll get to Rob's kids. Or we got a lot. We're going to try to get to it all on the Mike O'Mara Show. WDRC. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I want to hear...
How's that?
Let me start again.
All right.
It was a great all-star game and an even better bottle of wine.
It was an all-star bottle of wine, wasn't it?
How are you? Carl and I did a little porch sitting last night.
Nice.
We haven't done it in a very long time, and it was wonderful.
That's what summer is for.
You just can't do that when you get up at 3:55 in the morning.
Was Joe Buck calling you drinking wine?
Joe Buck? What is it about Joe Buck?
He's a little too slick, isn't he?
He's just a little too... Joe Buck. Anyway, our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. I'm about to go on the steady trim portion of the Wait Not program, which is slightly different than the rapid loss portion. And all of these things are the same in that they help you lose weight fast and in a healthy way.
Uh-huh.
And it's dramatic, and it's improved my energy level as well.
Clearly.
I'm so thrilled with this. I talk all the time about the way that this motivates you. It motivates you by seeing these incredible results you get, and I never get tired of people telling me that I look like I've dropped a little weight, and I'm about to go into that up towards 60, which is very exciting for me.
Wow.
I'm going to let you know. I'm not going to say anything about numbers until I hit the 60.
You're just going to work hard.
That's what I'm going to work my ass off and get that done. And really, I say this because I think it should be said. If you know somebody that is battling the bulge, if you know somebody that's heavy that you're close to, family member, a husband, wife, son, daughter. You know, it doesn't do them really any good to say, you really ought to lose some weight. That's what my mom said to me for years.
Trust me, we know.
It's so much. Believe me, we know more than anybody.
We always know.
What we'd like you to do is maybe give us a little tip. And a lot of people are probably going to say, I don't want to hear it or whatever. But there's going to be that one person out there that's going to say, Wait Not. Just say waitnot.com. Mm-hmm. Just send them to check out the website.
That's right.
And if they do that, it could really, really help them. I'm telling you, this is the best program I've ever been on. And I've been on All of them, ladies and gentlemen.
I was in one of my favorite restaurants in the city, and you know, when you're a man or a woman of a larger carriage, there's got to be some stigma, especially if you're larger than your usual, you know, hefty person.
Absolutely.
And this lady walks in, and I could see that she scurries over to the corner of the restaurant because it's like she's almost hiding.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And right. I just felt so bad for her. It's not my place to go tell her, hey, you should check this out.
Shut up, Frankie.
But it just, no one should live that way. No one should live that way.
Mm-hmm. You should go up to that woman and say, dear woman, can you see the stitch in my foot?
You can't do it really with total strangers, but you can certainly do it, you know, with my mom. I mean, every time I'd see her, Mike, you really, and it's always that, you really need to lose the weight.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. Yeah. I did, folks. Mm-hmm. I did. I was worried about living.
Of course.
I really was worried about that. Weight Not has worked for me. I hope it can work for you, too. Go to weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. 855-WEIGHT-NOT or 855-934-4486. Before we get on to everything else, I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the revolution.
You keep saying this.
It is time for the revolution. Torches. I'm done. I think our leaders, the people we've elected, it no longer, they don't do anything for us other than tear our country down. Mm. These partisan attacks on either side are destroying our country. We need to clean house from stem to stern. And I'm talking about clean house. No more Democrats, no more Republicans. Give me the new party, because this ain't working. Mm-hmm. This is not what the founding fathers mm-hmm. intended when they set up the legislative and the judicial and the executive. It was not designed that way. It was designed for compromise. It was designed for a meeting of minds. It was designed for a civil exchange of ideas. And it's such a crap fest right now. It makes me absolutely embarrassed to be an American. And these guys, and I include Barack Obama, sure. Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, every one of those sticks ought to get their crap together and figure this out. I don't like hearing about the fact that if we can't pay our bills, Social Security checks won't go out, and then this will cause a trickle effect, and then everybody's 401k will be crushed in value because this will be in a depression. Meanwhile, Mitch Alien Face McConnell gets up there on television like he's some sort of wax dummy with his absolutely lifeless eyes and says, well, the president's gonna do the weather, don't you? F you. Lick my all. I'm sorry. There, I just said it. I'm tired of this.
And meanwhile,
you've got Captain Smooth in the White House, who's just completely above it all. And that's what Democrats do. Democrats are sanctimonious. They act like their way is the only way. And if you have any disagreement, I'm not going to fight with you. I'm just going to roll my eyes and go to my cocktail. You all suck. It's time for the third party. It's time to throw those a-holes out. And in totality, I have had it with this.
And you're not alone in that. But where is that third party? It doesn't exist. I mean, you're asking for something that
it exists
that
right here in my house, Buzz.
That isn't there. Are you running?
It's called
the
anger party.
Are you announcing?
Yeah, I'm gearing up for it.
The formation of the anger party.
And the other thing I would say, and again, I share your frustration, but there are newcomers. They're called the Tea Party. They're in here because they don't like the system as it's been either, and they're fighting with their own fellow Republicans over a lot of these things. So even new blood isn't necessarily the answer.
I see what you're doing there. What you're doing, partisan politics.
No,
man,
I'm not.
Is you're bringing this back? No, you in your niche.
He said, no, I'm not, before you told him what he was doing.
You did that with the tea. You brought it right over to the enemy, your enemy, which is the Tea Party. And the Tea Party, I don't care about the Tea Party. I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about moderate Democrats, moderate Republicans, Tea Party extremists, left-wing radicals. I don't give a damn. Get them all the hell out of there. I'm just pissed off at the whole thing.
I think it's important, and these are not my words. I had just read it on the front page of the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to pay. And I'm talking about the rich are going to pay, the middle class are going to pay, and the poor are going to pay. There is a deficit in this country that, unfortunately, it can't be fixed by just taxing the super rich, and it can't be fixed by cutting benefits or social services to the poor. The middle class will pay. We will all pay. We just got to decide when we're going to do it.
I disagree. I don't think we'll all pay. I think the rich will again get away with not paying. And although I don't think we can solve our problems on the backs of the rich, I think they need to freaking help.
Well, no, which they haven't done so far. I'm saying I think everybody's going to do something.
We keep talking about giving tax breaks to the job creators. They have the tax breaks already, and they're making record profits. 88% of the profit in this country for corporations, 1% improvement for income for people.
Yeah. I am waiting for this. And I, you know, it's very easy for me. You're absolutely right to say throw the bums out. But what you guys just did there was a right wing viewpoint. That was a left wing viewpoint. That's what I just heard. I heard.
But
you
I'm
know,
not right wing.
I know, but you tend to skew whether you're aware of it.
The Wall Street Journal is now owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, Wall Street Journal is a right wing publication
now.
Just like
it used to be.
Just like the New York Times is a left wing publication.
Right.
I bet you
true.
Didn't know that.
I have the Washington Post too.
Washington Post is a left wing publication.
How about Parade?
But the thing is, we all get back to who's going to pay. Who's going to do this. What we don't have anywhere, we don't have any leadership. Let me go back, and I will use two examples, because I always do, because I want to make sure we're nice and fair and balanced. Blah, 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 blah. But you got your Ronald Reagan, your icon of the Republican Party, and you got your Bill Clinton, who was arguably one of the great communicators in the Democratic White House, when it was a Democratic White House. You got guys that led. They led because they were so charismatic. They rose above all of it. Barack Obama was charismatic enough to get elected. He is not charismatic enough to lead.
True.
And he's not leading effectively.
I think there might be a difference, though, between charisma and leadership.
I don't know. I think that what the
I think
is,
charisma helps leadership.
Ronald Reagan used his charisma and Bill Clinton used their charisma to lead
helped.
This country.
Ironic examples, because both of those men, Reagan the Republican and Clinton the Democrat, both together are largely responsible for the financial mess we're in today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what frustrates me right now.
I think charisma helps in leadership, but there's something extra, and it's not just the charisma.
I know.
There's an extra.
Would you agree we're not getting it?
Yes. Oh,
from
anybody. Absolutely.
We're not getting it from Mitch McConnell. We're not getting it from Boehner. We're not getting it from Barack Obama. We're not getting it from Joe Biden.
It always seems that, like, if you go back in history, there's always been, in any 2-year stretch, some hot young politician that everyone's looking at and saying, this is the future.
Right.
We don't have a future right now.
I really do think, I just think that at some point, somebody's got to be courageous. And somebody...
And fall on the fucking sword.
Fall on the sword. Excuse me. I totally agree. Sorry. And you know how you do that? You do that by really, and I mean really, pissing off your own party. That's what's going to happen. And I got news for you. And this is, you know what? Throw all the darts at me you want. I got news for you. The Republicans ain't going to do it. The Democrats have to do it. The Democrats have to say, okay, for now, yeah, we'll just we'll do all this cutting. We'll deal with the tax issue later. We will deal with the tax issue later. Buzz, it's the way of the world. It's got to do. Well, you're starting to.
Yeah.
And I know what you're going to say. I think that somebody's got to eat it, and that's going to piss Democrats off. I know the rich don't pay their fair share.
Right.
That's as old as America is. Has existed,
but
I think somebody's got to eat it right now.
Part of my lead story today will deal with the fact that actually some rank and file Republicans are pissed off at the Republican leaders. Republican leaders are now taking steps that are pissing off their own party. They are Republican leaders to some degree falling on the sword a little bit, and I think you'll see the president falling on the sword a little bit too.
They both have to get anything done.
That's
what Oscar said.
But I think I have, and I'm so with you. I agree. We lack leadership. I agree with that. I agree that we all have reason to be angry, certainly it feels like time to take up the pitchforks and torches. But at the same time, I also have maybe some rays of hope for us today.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
That's good.
That's all the politics I want to talk today. And my politics has, I've gone more now to an independent position than I've ever had in my life.
If only, and I so agree, and I understand your motivation, if only there was an independent to support.
Where the hell is Ross Perot?
It's frustrating.
I voted for him.
It's frustrating.
It is. I did.
Ross Perot.
92.
Rob just wanted to see the impressions continue.
It was fun. It was a great time for impressions.
Okay, moving right along.
Yes.
How is things in the family situation?
Summertime, Mike, and the living is easy.
is your son speaking to you?
He is now, yeah.
Very good.
I think the problem is that school out of the picture... The child, I'm talking about Robert W. the III, my son, he's 8.
El tercero.
The child lacks structure.
What type of structure would you recommend for the summer?
Well, you know, I'm normally okay with pretty much, exactly.
Military school.
Great Bar Hotel, Mike. I'm normally about, you know, you can do what you need to do If you want to play outside, play outside. Good. His responsibility is make sure his homework gets done when school is in.
Right.
Keep your room relatively straight and be in for dinner, and then you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Right.
If you're good.
Is that the dog screaming again?
Yeah.
Is that
what the hell is going on with that chihuahua?
Well, isn't there a guy?
The phone people are here.
Yeah. With helium.
The phone people are working here. Can you, RJ, can you go just check and see what's going on, please? Thank you very much.
And try not to pick a fight.
I appreciate it.
With the phone guy.
Look how
Frankie's
skinny he is.
Freaked out. You can bring Frankie to me. How many pounds are you down? 53. Wow.
Wow.
Skinny is
phenomenal.
Amazing. He's going to go up to the phone guy.
Jealous.
He's going to say to the phone repairman, you're doing it wrong.
Mark my words. There will be people at Cleary's in Boston
yes?
that are going to think he's my brother.
Really?
That's how skinny he's getting.
I think he's moving
his
on and on.
Younger brother.
And so everything's
Doctor?
Going good with the kids.
But he's... Without the school thing in the middle that means he has to get up at a certain time and do some focused activity, he gets really tired at about 6:30, quarter to 7 at night, and that's when it turns.
That's when his mood is crappy?
No, he turns horribly, and he'll stay up late. Mm-hmm. Even if he goes to bed, he'll stay up late, and he's the answerer. He is the answer.
Why do you think the human condition is such that we don't like to sleep?
You don't
want to
miss
that.
Same as you. We don't want to miss the fun.
And it's a stimulus. When you're younger, there's so many more things to stimulate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? Even they're realizing now. They were talking today in the car. They said, they've taken a whole month off our summer vacation. We've got to get everything done in less. I said, a month? They said, yeah. Last year, we went to school on September 2nd. This year, it's August 30th. I said, that's 4 days.
Well, that's when summer feels like an eternity.
Oh, look, RJ brought a marital aid.
So I went after Frankie. Chase him, but I said, Frankie, here's a toy. He ran upstairs.
He's afraid of you.
Well, yeah, you know, you see RJ with a butt plug.
That's right.
I'd run too.
Like a butt plug.
We've trained Frankie to run away from the big Puerto Rican.
But anyway, so Robert, I've been trying to structure a little more sleep. It really got to the breaking point last Friday, and he was just being an absolute dick. And I got home.
about, I love what you say.
About 2:30. And Carrie is in her room, Robert's in her room, and Julia is flitting around because, for once, she's not a part of it. And she loves it.
She's delighted.
Oh, God. You know, it was
she tell you right away what's going on?
It was just a year ago, she was the problem child.
Yes.
Yes, now she was John Dillinger.
Now she's the gold standard, and she seems to realize this. And by the way, while I'll take a moment to talk about how my son is a dick, I will say this. My daughter got back her SOL tests,
right.
Which is a big, big deal for certain grades.
Yes.
There are 1,800 possible points
right.
on the SOL test.
Right.
Julia missed two.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
1798 out of 1,800.
What category were we in?
I think it was English. She got a perfect 600 in everything except English, which was minus two.
You know, Elizabeth, since we're bragging, and Elizabeth got a perfect math score on her SOL.
Nice. So
that's amazing.
I tell Elizabeth, okay, we don't accept, you know, you should be very happy about that. Also, get ready. We don't accept B's anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
It might have been bright to miss a couple there.
Exactly.
But anyhow, so I go up and I said, where is everybody? Julie says, Robert's in his room. Mommy's in her room. I said, what's going on? She said, it didn't go well at the pool today.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
So I went up. I first went to Carrie.
Yeah, now, listen, I got to back you up and I got to back your wife up with it. Because really, at a pool, I think back to my days as a kid at a pool. At a pool is happy town.
Right.
Pool is happy land. If you're really going to be a little rat bastard in a pool, that's a tough situation. Yeah. I look forward to hearing what happened.
So I went up to Carrie. I said, what's going on? She said, not a good day.
Oh, dear.
Did you wake her from her nap?
She was gearing up for nap time because she was tired.
Nap time.
I said, what happened? She said, Robert's not speaking to me. Huh?
Wow.
And that's the tone. That's the tone she takes with me. Like, I'm supposed to go, ooh.
did you do that?
I did not.
What are you supposed to do, Rob?
Ooh. He's not speaking to you.
He did it for us.
This is huge.
He wouldn't do it for Carrie.
And I said, what happened? She said, he thinks we didn't stay at the pool long enough.
I think back to the one thing that was probably a bone of contention.
We don't want the fun
and
to end.
There were two things at my
they
pool
They stayed for
up.
Two pool cycles, you know, this break from quarter of to the top of the hour. They stayed for two 45-minute cycles. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
That does suck. That sucks.
All right, well, you take that up with the lady of the house.
No. Why can't you just drop them off there?
Really not smiled upon to leave an 8-year-old unattended in
you
water.
Should have been at, you should have been at
not
the pools.
Yet, someday.
I lifeguarded for 5 summers, and when I would show
that's up, the reason I don't leave him alone.
When,
the
I, would, when I would show up at the gate,
to pick
there'd
your
be
stitches.
A litany of kids just standing there shaking the gate, waiting for my hungover ass to open the gate door.
Yeah, you know, and I trust our Russian lifeguards, and everyone at my pool is Russian.
That's mine what is too. The thing. Yeah. 1 year up at Evergreen, they were what were they, Bosnian or something like that?
Probably almost the same.
Yeah, very Eastern Europeans seem to,
to
populate pools. When did that become?
Well, because they come for a work visa. It's an easy job to get once you pass the certification, and then that's what you do.
I went to check in. It's a pretty good looking, maybe 18-year-old blonde girl. And I say, Spiewak, S-P-E, she's looking for our bed. She says, they are not where they should be.
That's so hot.
And I said, okay.
Broad
and then,
shoulders.
And then another one with slightly darker hair, equally good-looking young lady comes over. And I said, can you help me? It's the Spiewak family. We have 4. She says, I will check the book. And I'm getting more and more scared every time because they've got lower voices.
I will check the book. You stay here. No trouble.
It is something very bad when all of the paperwork and the bookkeeping is being done with someone with a thick Russian accent.
Robert III. He not in pool. He went to hostel to eat lunch.
He is eating cabbage and he is not speaking. It is not in book.
Robert is not in shallow end. He went to snack bar to have cup of borscht.
Parental supervision is welcome, clearly.
Yes, but I
are they good swimmers?
Yes, actually they are. I would trust Julia there, probably let her walk there, but not Robert.
But you know what? So he's pitching a fit, obviously.
Right.
Didn't want to come home early.
Right.
So he's coming home early, and now he's pissed off at your
lovely wife. And he comes to me,
wife.
And so I go to him. I say, what's up? He says, Mom only let us stay at the pool 20 minutes.
Oh, so then he lies.
Yes.
That's not good.
I said, Robert,
I know you don't like that, Rob.
I said, Robert, that's not true. It seemed like 20 minutes, he starts backing off a little bit. I said, Mom said you stayed for 2 breaks. That's 90 minutes plus the 15 minute in the break. He says, well, I didn't want to go. And I said, you need to apologize to your mother and show her a little respect. He says, I can't now. I'm too mad. I said, okay. I said, well, then you go to your room, try and chill. And we'll come check on him later. And I called him down. Carrie, by this time, is asleep. So it's like 6 o'clock, and I bring him down.
And you're not gonna sweat it, right?
Well, what? She's asleep?
No, the whole thing about him.
Well, he's not going to let it go, though.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
So I bring him down, and I say, have you cooled down a little bit? Yes. I said, are you still mad? Yes. I said, well, here's what I need from you. Mm-hmm. I understand that you're still mad. You were mad. You wanted to be at the pool. And, you know, there are times when you disagree with us, your parents. But we need to see respect here. And this is all about respect. You need to respect your mother's wishes. She took time out of her day on her day off to take you to the pool for 2 hours.
She could have been napping.
She could have been cleaning.
He owes her a thank you,
I said she could have been cleaning. Then we laughed.
Respect.
And I said, really, Robert, it breaks down to respect. What I need from you so we can move on from here is I need you to promise me you would try harder to show respect to your mother.
That's fair.
I can't promise that.
Oh my God!
Oh, no. And I said,
you got a problem here.
I said, Robert, let me restate this.
Wow, you're such a
what
bad
I need
father,
for you is a promise that you will try your best.
Yeah, he needs a good little ass whooping.
I said, you need to try your best, and I just need to know that you're trying. Can you promise me that? I don't know if I can. And at this point, I look at his eyes, and they're bleary from tired.
Right.
Because he gets up first thing in the morning
and
runs all day in this heat. He's outside for 5 hours.
Right.
He goes to the pool. Mm-hmm. He stays up till 11 and then gets up again. I said, well, then, Robert, here's the good news for you. We're done here. We don't have to talk anymore. He said, okay. And I said, now, this is not so good. You're going to go to your room. I'm going to take the plug out of your television, and you're going to stay there without dinner until tomorrow. And it's been a long time since I've sent him to bed without dinner.
Yeah, well, and you needed to crack down. I think that was appropriate.
Well, so I did
and I incidentally, for the letter senders, I don't mean the ass whooping. That was just
no.
Figure of speech.
I mean it. Yeah.
No, that was
Oscar can take ownership of that one because he comes from a Bolivian
so
household.
So I sent him to his room. Haven't heard from him until about 11 o'clock. And we go up and I hear crying and I open the door. I say, what's up? He says, I'm so hungry. I said, I know. Because you didn't get your dinner, did you? It's like a page out of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Uh-huh. Or Anne Frank.
Yeah, I say,
hungry, Robert.
Of course you're hungry,
Robert.
No, but this is exactly how I'm so hungry. I said, yes, you are, because you didn't get dinner because you're being punished. that you wish you were trying a little harder than you would have gotten your dinner. He says, I can try. I said, no, not tonight.
Right.
Wow. I think you're spot on.
Yeah.
Did you stick with it?
And the next day he got up.
Oh,
and
good.
He
so was, you did go through the night.
And he was
I think that's cool
a little sore when he came down. I said, would you like some breakfast? He was not sore. He was just a pain. Yeah, he was right. not being
cranky
outwardly.
Or,
yeah.
You mean angry?
Yeah. And then
don't say sore because that always sounds right.
Yeah.
It's like something horrible
after
happened.
The beating.
My hand, the swelling on my hand.
He was a little sore. He was still a little peeved.
He was peeved. But you know what? I kind of backtracked and I thought, of course, he hasn't eaten in 12 hours.
Right.
I'd be cranky too. Yeah. So I made him some French toast. I said, do you remember what we talked about yesterday? He says, yeah. I said, can you try to show a little respect? He says, yes. Okay, absolutely. Okay,
good. Yeah. You know what?
Well done,
Rob.
Rob,
I was going to jump in, and I didn't do that because I know usually you get to it the way you
You're
get to it.
You're a great father. I would be a horrible father.
Yeah, because really, because
on that second, I don't know.
You would be so. Do you think you can try to show your mother a little respect? I really don't think I can.
I would rip the phone out of the wall and say,
I know.
You're staying in here.
No, but, and here's the good thing about it now is that this has been a week since this has gone down.
Oh, nice.
And when he starts to get into that dicey area, and you know with kids, you
yes.
can see it coming a mile down the pike. Mm-hmm. So, Robert, now's the time we got to start thinking about respect.
That's awesome.
And he kind of stays on task now.
That's great.
So that's good.
You know, because we would have gotten bopped when we were kids. That's what would have happened.
Yeah. I would have gotten my ass beat.
Oh, and I have hit him. I mean, sometimes that's where it goes.
But this is a great way to handle it. This is the modern way to handle him. I think Rob did a great job.
It is really with discipline, and I don't want to get heavy about that, but with kids, I think it's consequences. Mm-hmm. Whatever they are, that's the parents'
choice.
It
has to be consequences.
But there have to be consequences, and the fact is, you know, if you think, and you know, you were approaching him,
you killed it.
A little man.
You killed
and
it.
And I think, yeah, I think
great
that's
job.
Home run for Speedway.
Let me ask this, as a parent, hypothetically here, and nobody in this room, is it harder to hit a girl child than a guy child?
Hitting is a draconian. That is the way it is. You really try to avoid that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I do not hit my daughters.
I haven't spanked Julia since she was like two and a half.
I spanked one of the two, not both of them. One of them's completely been off the hook. I think I may have spanked Catherine in an airport when she ran away from me when she was like when she was
a little toddler.
When she was a toddler, I gave her a little rap on the
bottom. What about Carla?
Constantly, routinely.
But that's bedroom play.
That's bedroom play.
Sure.
I have spanked Carla many, many times.
Yes. Hey now.
Routinely, I have spanked Carla.
Once again, you may want to go to our YouTube page. That's MichaelMarisol.com.
We will take a break and come back with the audio ball, and we will get to Mr. RJ Diaz and his love life on tomorrow's show.
Look forward to it.
Something to look forward to. We'll be right back.
Say you want a revolution.
Rob's magic and very rapid audio vault is brought to you by the artists at MC Ginsburg.
Yeah.
MC Ginsburg is art that's sometimes jewelry. From wedding rings to hood ornaments, from door knockers to necklaces for your dog, MC Ginsburg is a custom fabrication house staffed with highly skilled artists. It's the height of customer service. You dream it, they make it. Nothing is too silly for these guys. If you have an idea, they can put it into jewelry form. And we've had Buzz use them, and Rob has used them as well.
He just finished a ring for Carrie. The great thing about them, they can do it all using email.
I might actually employ MC Ginsburg because I lost all the weight. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my wedding ring around my neck, and I'm not. I do not like it, and I'd like to figure out what I should do.
I'm headed out there in the end of July.
Okay.
If you want to mail it to him, I'll pick it up and bring it back for you.
Very, very cool. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Speaking of Iowa, can we start planning a trip?
I think we have to.
Fall.
Right?
Fall.
Yeah, I think fall football this year.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to go later than we did last year and probably like a long weekend type of thing.
Perfect.
I think
great.
That's exactly what we should do. You know, do a thing where we roll out on a Thursday and go there for the weekend. And
love it.
Not a 9-hour appearance, though.
No.
Thank
and
you.
No.
Just brief.
Try to keep it to 7.
And maybe
but we definitely do. We'll do the meet and greets again.
Yeah,
would it be possible not to come back on Sunday so we don't have that tension of like, oh my God, if something happens at the airport?
That's scary. That is true. But then again, Saturday is the game.
And so we should be okay Sunday.
So what we should do is we should plan for a Monday off, but then still come back on Sunday.
But
what
Mike's
I thought would be great,
show.
Well, if Mike can arrange for a day off, what I was hoping is we could record our Monday show at the Kinnick tailgate.
In that case, if we could do a Friday, Monday thing, let's see if I can work that out.
That would be really
amazing.
We'll
talk about that.
And the tailgate, they've done live broadcasts from the tailgate, and they get a great group of people.
So, Iowans, get ready. We're going to try to make that happen and see. You know, of course, it all hinges on old KCJJ as well. Yeah, but I'd love to go back out to Iowa. Awesome. I want to go back out, and I want to go to that bar we went to.
Yes. We love y'all.
Everybody shut up. All right. visit their website at mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website.
Click it.
Want to go. Anyway, back to Rob's Audio Vault. What do you have for us today, Mr. Speedway?
Well, since we're abbreviated, let me get to the stuff that won't be as good tomorrow. Okay. Last night, they did something really funny and understated on Letterman. They came back after the monologue, and he brought out Regis to co-host.
Now, did Regis F things up? That's what I read, that Regis screwed up
the
top 10.
He wasn't so good at the top 10, but he was fine as a co-host. I mean, he did it for Joey Bishop.
Right.
And there was one moment that I liked the best, and it was right before they brought out the second guest. And they had a little moment to panel. And, you know, it's sort of a Ed and Johnny thing when they're just sitting there and
talking. Do you get the impression that Letterman is feeling his own mortality a little bit? And that's why he knows that it's not going to be too long before he is Regis.
Yeah, and also I think it is that he feels for Regis getting the shaft.
And also this is part of him playing out the Johnny and Ed fantasy that he always wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, this was my favorite moment with last night's show. And by the way, it was a great show. So.
We never have gotten together, you know, outside of meeting here on the show. Right. We've never spent any time together. Mm-hmm. And I've got a vacation coming up this summer, and I think you're off. Why don't we go to Montana together, stay at your wonderful ranch, at night, sit by a roaring fire. Mm-hmm. We wear cowboy hats.
Right.
During the day, once in a while, we get on horses. I'll get on a pony, you get on a horse. Right. We travel all over. We talk about the days of the Great West.
Okay.
Is that possible with you?
Are you a homosexual?
Did you hear? Did you hear?
They have timing.
They do.
Because I'm saying now homosexuals can get married in New York, is all I'm saying.
Get two guys.
You don't have to go all the way.
Do we have to get married? I'm just talking about a little vacation time together. If you want to get married, we'll get married, all right? Well,
I'd feel better.
What do you want?
If you're taking me all the way to Montana, I'd feel much better if we were married. That's just the kind of guy I am.
All right, we won't get married. We won't.
All right.
Anyways, I love that.
You know what? As much as it's Regis doing that same bit where I want to get together with you, but it's executed well. And even, you know, even if it's old hat, if it's executed well, I like
by both.
Very good. Yeah. Now, this is, it's a sad day.
Are you homosexual?
Are you homosexual?
Love it.
I'm not going there if we're not married. It's a sad day as we lost one of the greatest TV icons of the 1960s, I think.
Schwartz, the producer of the TV classic. Sherwood Schwartz, the producer of the TV classics Gilligan's Island and The Brady Bunch, among many others, has died.
So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded cast.
Schwartz was 94. His wife says he died of an infection that did not respond to medication.
Oscar.
And you know what? That's right. An infection.
Had a stitch in his foot.
To anybody. Yeah. You know, really, the TV themes that this guy wrote were almost
amazing.
Bigger than his shows.
Yeah, well, of course, one of the all-time greats is the theme to Gilligan's Island. And here's the thing. Everyone talks about that Sherwood Schwartz wrote the theme to Gilligan's Island. Do you know who wrote the score, the background music to Gilligan's Island?
Who?
I'll give you a hint. Back then they called him Johnny, but you know him as John Williams.
Really?
One of his first gigs. Yeah, now check
I forgot that John Williams was that old.
You'll remember these cues. Listen.
Oh, yeah.
That's John Williams, who did Star Wars and Raiders and all that stuff.
John Williams and a bad movie, at least I thought it was a bad movie, with a score that I love more than any movie score, is Born on the 4th of July.
Great score.
I think it's one of the greatest scores ever written. I'm a movie score guy. I actually go to Cinemagic when it's on when I'm on XM, which is the
gay.
I know it's that. I love movie scores. I love movie scores.
Did you know that Marianne Bear Midriff Marianne is 77 years old?
Oh,
ouch!
Wow. Ouch! And of course, we've had this discussion as every radio personality in America: are you a Marianne or a Ginger? Mm-hmm. And I'm still a Ginger.
I used to be Marianne, but now I'm Ginger. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I've changed. Very good.
Always Marianne.
Going to a appreciate Tina Louise.
Sherwood Schwartz wanted Beyonce to play a ginger in a remake of Gilligan's Island, as a matter of fact.
And who did they want?
A movie version. Michael Cera, I think, is Gilligan.
Gilligan. Yeah. And also in the original cast of The Brady Bunch, he wanted to play Mr. Brady, Gene Hackman.
Really?
And the network wouldn't cop to it.
Wow.
But the funny thing is, Sherwood Schwartz, those two shows, between the Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island, one of those has been on television every day since they aired in the 1960s. Wow.
And when Regis was on the Brady Bunch and he did that scene with Mike Brady, he asked the question, are you a homosexual?
And speaking of which...
I had to go there. That was
I know you're
too
looking,
soon.
I know you're looking for a nice new candidate, Mike. What about Michelle Bachmann?
Let's listen to this.
In 2004, this is her opinion.
I know he can edit us.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, but go ahead.
You gave him plenty to edit today.
I know. Thank you.
In 2004, this may come back to haunt her. This is her opinion of homosexuality.
Oh, dear.
Candidate Michelle Bachmann.
Here we go.
We need to have profound compassion for people who are dealing with a very real issue of sexual dysfunction in their life and sexual identity disorders. This is a very real issue. It's not funny. It's sad. Any of you who have members of your family that are in the lifestyle, we have a member of our family that is. This is not funny.
It's your husband.
It's a very sad life. Mm-hmm. It's part of Satan, I think, to say that this is gay. It's anything but gay.
It's part of Satan.
And so we are not here tonight. In fact, I wish this whole room was filled with a gay community.
Stop
because
right
we
there.
Reach our hands.
All right.
It's part of Satan, Mike.
Oh, here it is.
Jesus.
This has been proven again and again.
Over and over
again. I really, really would love to tell people, if you have an opportunity and you know somebody who is a homosexual, a lesbian, or a gay man.
That's right, Mark.
Sit down, have a few cocktails with them, and really, if you get loaded enough, mm-hmm. as I did one time when I went to one of my wife's friend's party, mm-hmm. and I really got tuned up enough where I was able to ask all the questions that I wanted to ask.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah.
I got it all out of mm-hmm. my system. I've done it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And you get the answers. And you know what the answers tell you at the end of the day? The answers tell you the incontrovertible fact that this is not a choice.
No.
These are guys that deal with getting beaten, getting ostracized, getting alienated from their families, getting booted out of their families, and it's horrible.
And they have
in
jobs.
In the Latin American community, it's almost 10 times worse.
They have jobs, they pay taxes, they fall in love.
But the point is that they don't choose this. This whole attitude that this bitch has is that these people are...
Are
just choosing
or
this
sinners.
Because some devil or sinner,
and they can be cured. Remember, she's big on that.
Come on,
yeah, I don't dig that. We brought it up among some local denizens of the Eastern Shore.
Yes,
and I mentioned someone in my family mm-hmm. who is homosexual, and the question was, does he talk funny? I said, no, he does not. Now, here's something I did yesterday. I'm really proud of this. I had never converted a 78 RPM record to an MP3.
Okay.
And someone asked if I had the ability to do it. And I said, I don't think so.
What's the difference for the people that don't
know? Okay, this was the recording standard.
Is this
up to about...
We
can close with this.
Okay, very good.
This was the recording standard up to about 1950. The records were about 10 inches long.
Thick,
very
heavy,
thick.
Hard.
Remember the records I brought
that
in to
breaking,
break? Yeah, that's what these
My
are.
My dad used to have them. And, it was fun to break them.
They break great. Yeah. But the thing is I don't have a record player. That
what
plays...
an idiot I just sounded like. Yeah, they were all like treasures, like real treasures, like Benny Goodman, the original Benny Goodman. I used to like to break them as a child because I was a little tarred.
They're weight in gold.
I didn't have a record player that played at 78 revolutions per minute. So I started doing some math. I said, what if I recorded it at 45 and then used computer software to speed it up to the discrepancy of the speed?
That would make sense.
And I said, I wonder if it would work.
You did a little the Rob Spiewak laboratory.
And so I did this, and then I reduced some of the hiss electronically, brightened up the gain and the high end a little bit. And the thing that's so cool.
Now, why are you chuckling? Because
I could just see you.
The care put into this.
It's about 6 p.m. You're like, I don't want to deal with Robert. All right, forget it. Let's stick him in his room. So I want to work on this project I've been thinking about all day.
I got requests to play this on Facebook, so I want to play
What is the tunes before you play?
You will know the song. I'll surprise you with the tune.
Right, go ahead.
But the thing that I'm so proud of, the fidelity will not stagger you, but keep in mind, this is a piece of plastic that was written on the label. I don't know who originally bought it. This was purchased in February of 1940.
Wow.
This record is from 1940.
Wow.
And that's the original
that's
recording
very cool.
of Glenn Miller doing In the Mood. The biggest selling record of the big band era.
Oh, I wish my mom was here. She'd be digging this.
But isn't that pretty cool?
That's beautiful. Yeah,
that
awesome.
Does sound pretty good.
Yeah, so I was very, very happy about that.
Glenn Miller Orchestra.
And the question is can I convert a 78? Yes, I can.
Yes, he can.
That's pretty cool stuff. How many 78s do you have?
I've only got about this many, and not many of like so.
Are you talking about width?
Yeah, like probably like a foot and a half of them. I had hundreds that I got rid of when I moved.
Just 200. It's got 200.
Some of them are charting records you would recognize from the era. This is probably the most famous.
Do you have
one.
String of Pearls?
I might have it tucked away in there, yeah. But you know what? The CD still sounds better.
And I would put these, coming in and out on these. That's cool. Fine. I think that sounds very neat.
Anyway, so yeah, I can convert a 78. That is your audio vault and your lesson.
We will take a break and come back with Buzz and the news and enjoy the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Probably some people that don't even know this in this stage of the game. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That's the Glenn Miller Orchestra and In the Mood. And what I get the impression when I listen to this record, that you've done such a decent job with it, I'm hearing that this was done the way they used to do. There was no tracking. There was no 8-track. This was just a room.
A microphone.
And an orchestra with a microphone. Yeah, let's listen just for 1 second here. You can hear the sound bouncing off the wall in the studio.
They say to this day, if you really want to record a symphony orchestra the best way, one stereo mic about 30 rows back in a concert hall.
Right.
Because that's how you hear it.
Very
you
cool.
Hear it that way.
Let's bring in Buzz Burbank. It's time for the news. And Buzz, I did go on a little bit about politics. Anything you can do to balance things out and help me out just to edit your thoughts like you did yesterday.
I'm pretty happy with today's report, which is brought to you by friendswhostutter.org. If you stutter, you have friends. And you can meet them July 21st through the 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Washington. The National Association of Young People Who Stutter having its 14th annual convention this month, featuring the Oscar-winning screenwriter for The King's Speech. Get empowered through networking at this amazing event. For more info, visit friendswhostutter.org or just click their banner on our website.
What is the name of that movie again?
The King's Speech.
Because I bloody well stammer! Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
I really can't believe you didn't get that role.
I tried. Next time. Jeffrey Rush, let me just say, he's a prick.
I know.
Something really, about the, he didn't, you know, we didn't have chemistry.
Well, what I heard is you were too drunk at the callback.
That's true. I asked about taking him to Montana.
As we approach a deadline that could see the economy plunging off a cliff, politicians on both sides have suddenly gotten creative.
Good.
They're finding new ways to break the gridlock over raising the debt limit and lowering the spending. The first new idea came from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Nobody more surprised than me.
Okay. I was just attacking him for looking like... He still looks like an alien.
Agreed. And it's still a little bit goofy, but it got things moving. He suggested that instead of voting to raise the debt limit, an idea the Tea Party hates, lawmakers should be asked if they care to stop the raising of the debt limit. That way, nobody has to go on record having voted for a higher debt limit. Granted, it's a word game, but that's how Washington works. If it unjams the logs, that's a good thing. The second bit of creativity came from Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, who suggested we take it off the lawmakers altogether and let the president raise the debt ceiling on his own. That's him falling on the sword. That move would separate the issues of debt ceiling and spending cuts, so they can be addressed individually, which is what many experts say should have been done in the first place.
I mean, that makes sense because the way the Constitution's written, the president does have the authority if there is this is imminent a threat to the economy to do something like that.
Yeah, and you know what? That's good. And they all can run for cover, which is the way they do it,
because
their job is to get reelected. Mm-hmm. It's not really to legislate. It's to get their fat asses reelected.
Still one of my favorite lines from Blazing Saddles is when the governor says, gentlemen, we've got to protect our phony baloney jobs here.
That's what they're doing here.
A lot of Republicans hate these compromise plans. They say it's a win for big spending government, but Republican leaders say that the compromise is good because it shows Republicans don't want the economy to go off that cliff in a default on its loans. Democrats like the plan because it lets them off the hook of having to make deep cuts in Medicare and Social Security. What happens to those tax breaks for the rich is anybody's guess, but it appears things are beginning to move again on Capitol Hill.
All that being said, I'm still in favor of deep cuts on Cerf's radio show on
Absolutely,
the Edge.
And nobody does it better.
Love
That's
it.
Right.
I'll God, see I you in the Cerf. Vinyl vault.
Good I'm guy. So happy to have him working at the Edge.
Right. Right.
I really am. He's the best.
He is a wonderful, wonderful human being.
He really
I just
is.
Thought I'd throw that out
I'm
there.
Glad you did. Now, since 9/11, we have spent billions on airport security. We've taken off our belts and our shoes and given up trying to take mouthwash on vacation. We've witnessed the frisking of toddlers and adults in diapers. What we haven't seen is a system that actually works. We've just had a story about a stun gun found on a JetBlue flight. Well, that's just one of 25,000 safety breaches over the past 10 years. That's about 7 screw-ups a day by the TSA, which has allowed some 14,000 people into limited access areas through unwatched doors.
I can so easily see why that happens.
Testimony about all this begins today on Capitol Hill, and a lot of the testimony will be about outdated bag screening equipment, which makes it sound as though we're about to spend even more.
You know, what it is really, I think, is the modern aspect of the airports. Mm-hmm. If you're in a modern facility right. that is constructed with security in mind, you're okay. If you're at a place like Dulles Airport, the old Dulles, mm-hmm. remember those labyrinths yeah. that we would yeah. go through mm-hmm. to get to mm-hmm. a plane? That's what causes the problem.
Absolutely. I haven't seen this poorly. Forget it.
we'll edit that out.
How about it? You contributed an awful lot today, yeah. Rob. It's okay if you step on one.
May I try it once more?
Go ahead.
I haven't seen bag screening that bad since my vasectomy.
Okay, thank you. That kind of worth it.
Yeah, I'm sure it was worth it.
Kind of worth going back
to. I think I'll be in the car.
Should the parents of grossly obese children lose custody of the kids for neglecting their health? An article in the latest AMA
Sharon,
Journal.
Run!
In the AMA Journal. While you can. An article in the AMA Journal says yes. Its author says his only goal is to save the kids, even if it means temporarily removing them from their homes until their health crisis can be resolved. Harvard doctor David Ludwig says the intervention would also help parents focus on learning the skills they need to prevent the problem and reuniting the family as soon as possible.
Yeah, of course. I think it's all for the good of the kid.
Thought-provoking. Sex news. Scientists are tracking an STD known as Trichomonas vaginalis. It's not a deadly disease in and of itself.
Hot.
But what makes this one interesting is it seems to mostly be found in cougars, women over the age of 40.
Oh, yeah.
And Louisiana has finally decriminalized two forms of sex that had been legally defined as unnatural. That special favor had been a felony and could get the word sex offender stamped on your driver's license.
Well, let's go break the law, honey.
It's treated as a felony in my house.
Now it and backdoor action are legal in Louisiana for the first time in history.
Yeah, but try not to do them together, especially yeah. in that particular
That's
order.
Right.
Thank really you, Mark. Dirty.
That's right. Thank
Good
you.
Advice.
The more you know.
Finally.
That's ATM, by the way.
That's one of my PSAs. What?
ATM.
ATM?
Yes.
To mouth.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that. You really,
I don't
that's
even
not
know.
Good.
How do I even bleep that?
That would be. I've seen movies where they do that, yeah. though.
Finally.
Those are good eggs.
The guy will be
Speaking
with
of
two
king,
women,
the
and the guy will be. All right. We're on KCJJ. Sorry,
I'm
Steve.
So sorry.
Don't they
sorry.
Do that in the King's Speech?
We've got, yeah. Because I bloody well stammer.
I go there.
Yeah.
From our home office in Florida, Fort Pierce police got a call on July 4th from a woman who said a, quote, fat ass cracker was in an old Chevy pickup trying to buy dope at a local intersection.
I love dope.
But when police caught up with him, David James Herzog insisted he wasn't looking for drugs.
Don't.
Herzog.
Left to right on your radio dial.
I want some dope.
Herzog told him he was looking for the aforementioned special favor.
That's not, right, quarterback.
Not drugs. Mm-hmm. As proof, his jean shorts fell to the ground when he got out of his truck.
What are you smoking, Frank?
He also smelled of Budweiser, about 12 cans, he admitted. They tried to give him a sobriety test, but he protested, saying, I'm too drunk for this, officer. But he was also pretty sure that he would pass the breathalyzer test, since he told the cops he had eaten 2 chickens, 6 wings, 2 racks of ribs, and a cheeseburger to absorb the alcohol. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who thank hasn't you. Thought that, by the way?
Oh, thank you, Florida.
All I need is some ribs. I'll be fine.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Great show today. Brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Got unsightly tree stumps in your yard? The DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. Don't do it. Don't.
He said don't do
I don't know what he's playing.
See that it. Was the sound of a football hitting the upright.
Yeah, that's what I thought it
See
was.
See it in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website. For everybody that's in this room right now, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Thank you.
Anything else?
Just this urgent telegram from Rockbridge that arrived last Friday.
Last Friday? Read it, read it! You wild bitch.
Sheriff murdered, church meeting bombed, reign of terror must cease. Send new sheriff immediately.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph.
You watch your ass.